From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have launched into the frenzied final day of their historic fight for the White House Monday. They have blowout rallies in a handful of swing states that will decide who leads the United States. Clinton is a front-running Democrat, and she aims to nail down her narrow lead with stops in three battleground states as President Barack Obama covers for her elsewhere before they join up at a grand finale in Philadelphia. Meanwhile, Trump, the billionaire Republican nominee, was setting out from the must-win Florida on the five-state swing. It's the culmination of his dramatic run for the presidency. You can visit voanews.com for comprehensive coverage of the historic U.S. election. Iraqi Kurdish Peshmerga forces said Monday in a statement that they had advanced into the Islamic State group held town near Mosul and were moving from house to house to clear it. The Kurdish forces attack from the north, east, and south of Bashika. It's located east of Mosul, and it's the IS's last major urban stronghold in Iraq that the country's forces are battling to retake. Israel Monday reiterated its firm opposition to a French plan to hold an international conference before the end of the year to restart long-stalled peace efforts with the Palestinians. France's envoy for the plan is currently back in the region for talks with Israeli and Palestinian officials. UN talks to implement the landmark Paris Climate Pact open in Marrakesh Monday. It's buoyed by gathering momentum, but threatened by the specter of climate change denier Donald Trump. This is VOA News.